Lisa Bevere, and Joyce Meyer. The 2014 Love Life Women's Conference in St. Louis, Missouri, September 25th through the 27th. Register today.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
This morning I want to talk a bit about heaven's courtroom. We're talking about faith and how important it is to have faith. It is the currency of the kingdom. I say it is the currency of the kingdom. I opened up a book this morning to do some reading. I actually opened it up yesterday, and I was reading some excerpts out of it. And for one of the bookmarks, one of the chapters that I had used as a bookmark was a euro. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It was 5 euro. And I thought, you know, this is good when you get over into Europe, but it ain't worth nothing here. Unless I go to the airport and change it for something. Can't spend it. They won't accept it here. It's not the currency. Amen? The dollar's good in a lot of places. And so is the euro and the pound. But some currency, you have to exchange it in order to exchange or barter in order to buy. Amen? So the currency of God's kingdom is faith. Without it, you broke. Now, you might not have a euro or a dollar, but if you have faith. If you have faith, you can obtain what you need in the kingdom. Amen. It starts with faith. Now, we took a look into quantum physics. See, there are a lot of things today that we may have used to had to believe God for. We don't have to believe God for today because it's already proven by science. There are diseases, even in our time, that weren't curable that are curable today. When Jesus spoke about the smallest thing of his time, he spoke about a mustard seed. But if Jesus were here with us today, he would not take a mustard seed. He would have spoken about an atom or a quark or a string is what they call them. The smallest particles that are known to man. We looked at this, and I want to build on this message today, heaven's courtroom, because everything is made up of the same thing. I'm going to say it again. Everything, not just some things, everything, no matter how distinctly different their makeup is, they are made up of the same thing. Everything is made up of atoms. The clothes you have on, the shoes, the seat you're sitting in, you know, these speakers, everything that is made up of atoms. And atoms are moving. Well, you know it or not, that chair you're sitting in is moving. It is. Everything's moving. You're moving. Okay, how still you try to sit, you're still moving. Because every atom is always moving. But now, here's the thing about atoms, and science has discovered this, and are yet discovering this. Atoms respond when they are looked upon. Atoms even will respond to certain sound. There's a sound that comes out of your voice or out of your mouth. You can say, you know, I have faith. And to the untrained ear, it might sound like you have faith. But you ain't fooling the atoms. If you understand what I mean. You can say you believe. But if you don't really believe, that doesn't respond to your unbelief. I'm sorry, it will respond to your unbelief. It won't respond to you saying you have faith. Because it's genuine. You understand? Because it's made, your words are made up of the same thing. Now, we looked at how that everything that is seen was made up of something not seen. So your condition in life, your lack or prosperity is ultimately a result of something not seen. It's not because of the job you got. Remember, all this stuff is just a a fruit of the reality of that realm we call the spirit realm. Because everything responds to our voice. And let me give you the example, and I would that some of you all would get the CD, not for the sale of the CD, but that it will build into your soul so that your soul can be renewed, so that you can continue to grow. In the beginning, God set the precedence. All the substance of light was right there. But what had to happen was for God to speak. And the vibration in his voice caused that substance that was not seen to become seen. We skip down into the New Testament where Jesus spoke to the fig tree. Recall that? Remember that? You know, Matthew even gets a little bit more emphatic in Matthew 21. In Mark 11, when Jesus speaks to the fig tree, it says, when they came by in the morning, the fig tree was dried up. But in Matthew chapter 21, it says that when he spoke to the fig tree, it presently dried up. While they looked at it, it dried up. In other words, something happened immediately when he spoke to the fig tree. You ever thought about that? The Lord, it says he walked by the tree and there were no figs on it. And the King James says, and he answered. Who's he talking to? Think about it a moment. Mark 11, verse 12. And on the morrow when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. For the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. Now, Matthew 21, it says, and the tree presently dried up from the root. While they watched it, it dried up. But my point here is that things that are seen are not made by things that are seen. Your lack or your prosperity, your abundance or your poverty is not just a condition brought on by your environment. It's created by something that's not seen. Now, Jesus said over in John chapter 6, verse 63, my word is spirit. In other words, it's not seen. When you speak, you don't see it. Unless you write it, you don't see it. These things are not seen. But the things that are seen are created by things that are not seen. That's the point I want to stress to you when we talk about faith. That's why you ought to form the habit of speaking certain things. Stop speaking all the time what it is you don't want to happen. What you don't want in your life. What you don't want for your children. As I said Wednesday night, there's a faith that operates by fear. And there's a faith that operates by love. A faith that operates through love. You see, fear has torment. Fear torments you. You worry. You're troubled about a lot of things. You don't have the peace of God. But faith that works by love, love casts out fear. And so you have no fear. All right? Anyway, it's important that we understand that. Adam's here. And see, this is not something we have to believe for or try to search out. Science has discovered this. It's just a principle that's been in the Word from the beginning of time. But science has discovered it. Like I said, we don't have to believe for some things. See, instead of believing just, you know, I'm having faith in it. Instead of doing that for some things, now God says, exercise. Exercise your faith. You don't have to believe for it. Just do what you know to do and it will come to pass. It's got to come to pass. Because it's something that is not something you have to believe for now. Just do what I've told you to do. And it'll come to pass. It will manifest. What if some don't believe? Does that make the faith of God of none effect? God forbid. He yet remains faithful. Now, Hebrews 11 and 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, if you recall, we took a look at James chapter 2, I believe it was, and where how it spoke about Abraham. His faith was justified by his works, and how Rahab was justified by hiding or sending the spies off another way. So there was a work, there was a corresponding action that made their faith perfect or completed their faith. They weren't just saying, you know, I believe. No, they had action. They did things. Abraham offered Isaac. Amen. Rahab hid the spies and then directed the men that were after him in another direction and then sent the spies in another way. That perfected their faith. See, there's something you have to attach to what you're believing. See, faith has an evidence. Faith is the evidence, but faith doesn't just stand alone. There's something that you ignite. There's something that you open up when you attach a work to it. You understand what I mean? It's like somebody saying they love God, they believe God, they serve God, but yet their life speaks the total opposite. How can you tell me you love God when your life, your work, is not in alignment with your testimony? See, faith without that work, faith without a life, is like the body without the spirit is dead. God said that's dead faith. That's not going to get you anywhere. And a lot of us, if we were honest in here today, this is the answer to your dilemma. Your faith has been dead. Rather than living in peace and walking in love, you've been walking in anxiety and hatred and carnality and the work of the flesh, and yet you call yourself believing God. And God can't reconcile the two. It won't happen. Faith has to have a work. The fruits of the Spirit, the works of the Spirit. The enemy will make every effort to cause you to become resentful, offended, hurt, act out of anger, because these things, they'll try to cancel out your faith. You ever call yourself believing God and you mad with people? Just mad, want to whoop everybody and whoop the children and kick the dog and everything else. And yet you call yourself, how many know it's hard to operate faith like that? So there's a corresponding action. There's an attitude of faith. There's a work of faith. There's an evidence. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about heaven's courtroom. See, God doesn't just haphazardly and frivolously pass a magic wand over you and anything you ask in prayer. No, there's a courtroom. And in our judicial system, if you've ever been to court, evidence plays a large part in the courtroom. Is that right? Our entire justice system, with all its good and bad, is based on evidence. I got a question for you. If you were to be accused today of being a Christian, would there be enough evidence? Would there be enough evidence to bring about a conviction? Some of y'all have to be let go. No, he got to walk. We can't lock him up. Why? Not enough evidence. You know, when a district attorney brings an accusation or brings you into a courtroom to accuse you of a crime, whether guilty or not, he's got to have enough convincing evidence to bring about a conviction.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 3 of our series entitled The Faith Crisis. Today's message is entitled Heaven's Courtroom. In the natural, when visiting certain countries and regions, different currency is necessary depending upon where you might go. For instance, if you've traveled to another country that used the euro and you picked up some of their currency while you were there, once you returned to the States, that currency would no longer be of use except if you traded it in at an airport or at a bank. In the same manner, when it comes to having the right currency for the kingdom of heaven, we must exchange some of the existing currency we believe to be effective prior to coming to God, as it is useless in the kingdom. The currency of God's kingdom is faith. If you have faith, you can obtain whatever it is that you need in the kingdom. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.